Hauser's Water Systems in Manchester has been providing Eastern Iowa with industry-leading water treatment, both residential and commercial, since 1949. We'd like to wish all area athletes and coaches the best of luck this season and a sincere thank you for the support over the years.
When it comes to financial planning, most financial companies focus on your income. At Northwestern Mutual, we focus on your outcome. It takes the right financial partner who cares as much about your future as you do, building a financial plan to meet your life's priorities and helping you achieve the financial security you're after. Focus on your financial outcome with Northwestern Mutual. Contact me, Mitch Payton, or Matt Schulte today. You and Northwestern Mutual, stronger together.
Hi, this is Bill from Gateway Appliance. From laundry sets to kitchen appliances, we put the home field advantage in your home, making your athlete ready for the big game. Gateway Appliance, your exclusive KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, and Amana dealer in the Big Blue Building on West Main in Manchester.
Eastern Iowa's variety station, Mix 94.7, KMCH.
Back into the KMCH Sports Zone, John Swisher along with you. Mark Atwater is the head coach of the Beckman Blazers as Beckman, since we last talked, fell to their Highway 136 rivals Cascade 14-13. The Blazers now at 3-1 on the season. Coach, you knew it'd be a tussle, and what a hard-fought game it was. Unfortunately for you guys, Cascade able to pull out that one-point victory in the district opener in Cascade last Friday night.
You know, tough night. We started off great. We scored on our first possession and our last possession. And, you know, the middle of the game didn't look as good for us. But, I think for us, a lot of things to keep in perspective, a lot of things that we got to get better at. I've kind of felt this whole year, just a big tension. And maybe we've created that as coaches, but I'm hoping a little bit of that tension falls off as we keep moving forward. Hey, we lost a game. We haven't lost a regular season game and 2 years almost now. Mm-hmm. And, I think our kids were kind of playing with that weight on their shoulders. So, I'm just hoping some of our kids can get back to just, hey, let's just go out there, have fun, play together. Cause we were missing some of that. And hey, we've talked in the last couple weeks, just, things to clean up. And, I think that contributes to some of it, but obviously you want to win every game, but we got to put this into perspective and think, all right, how do we move forward? A 1 point loss and, is very trivial at the end of the season in playoffs, time. So we got to just focus on getting our next win.
And talk about the factors in this game. Had a couple of interceptions, didn't lead to points. What else caused the Cascade to be able to get this win? It was tied 7-7 at halftime. They scored 7 points in the third quarter. And as you said, your team came back and scored late in that ball game. But what were the other factors involved here?
I think the biggest thing was just them being on the field running more plays than us. We just didn't have that same, like, staunch defense. We only gave up 14, but, hey, we make no bones about it. There was times where I thought it could have been 28-7 them. We got a turnover as they were about to score just on the one-yard line. We strip and rip at a ball, great play. They had a bad snap that we ended up falling on. So, we got some things going our way, but we just couldn't capitalize. And we've talked about it all year. Penalties are what's hurting us. And then as the game kind of wore down, we weren't able to get that same push, same go off the ball. And, we got shell-shocked a little bit is what kind of happened. But like I said earlier, hey, it comes down to us regrouping. As we move forward, we just said our effort has to be more consistent. Too sporadic. Like I said, the first drive, we were just rolling, hitting our double teams, smashing the ball down the field 10 yards at a time. We never ran the ball like that again that night. So, you do the best you can, but, sometimes you need that little bit of a wake-up call and things like that. And, you never want to lose, but, came down to a single play. For me, decided to go for two. I felt like that was the best option because we were struggling to stop them, and I didn't know if we could hang in overtime, so we tried to end it right there. Play call that we've always worked on for our two-point play, just didn't come out with it. But proud of our kids still. Great kids that are going to keep moving forward and take this the right way.
No doubt about it. And you read my mind there with sometimes teams need that little wake-up call. You never want to lose, but it can and help you in the long run. So that's the perspective you got to look at it. And then, the two-point conversion at the end, your gut instinct, especially on the road, usually what visiting teams do sometimes, playing in hostile road conditions. And it's been done many a times. And if it worked out, you look like a genius, and sometimes it just doesn't.
Yeah, and I think every coach on our headphones, everyone was in the same boat. We're going for two. Mm-hmm. You know, if I was Cascade in that situation, you know, and we would have stole that game from them, I would have felt bad because they did just, you know, they played a better game than we did. You know, if we would have made that thing, we would have stole it a little bit. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's part of coaching. That's part of playing. I think everyone in our program, even our kids were, you know, hey, that's the right call. And I think that's kind of a testament to the group we have. You know, we're going to do it and we're going to do it together. And if it doesn't work out, well, it didn't work out together. Kind of what makes you proud of this group too, because, you know, you walk off and just go, hey, this is what it is, guys. We went for it and, you know, no regrets with it. You know, I'm sure people could look at it and say, oh, well, you could have done this, could have done that. But that's not the way we looked at it. And, you know, every day after there, I've said that's the right call. I think our whole staff has said that, and it just didn't work out. You know, we just got to execute.
Indeed, a great team mindset there, and now your attention has turned to Bosville this week for your homecoming game, 7 o'clock Friday night in Dyersville. Homecoming presents a few different distractions. You've talked about it before, of letting the kids have fun. There's a fine line, letting them have fun, but you also got to get ready for a game and business as usual for a game week.
You know, our motto has always been, have the fun when it's time to have fun. You know, I've always approached homecoming that way. You know, the dress-up days at school, the things, the events, the parade, you know, all that kind of stuff. Go have fun when it's time to have fun. But when it's time for us to work, it's time for us to work. And, you know, our kids do a really nice job of that. And we got after them. You know, the beginning of this week, we've just said, like I said, the motto has been moving forward, consistent effort. So it was hot, real hot yesterday for September, but we went out and we worked hard. And, you know, that's a part of it. And, you know, they've had good focus during practice. It's been good week to just kind of continue to work some guys through, evaluate and see what we got to do personnel wise to help ourselves out. You know, we're getting a little bit more healthy as this year has gone on. Hopefully, knock on wood, it can stay that way. So get some guys in there, get some reps that haven't been, you know, so homecoming brings its distractions, but you just say, when you come out here to this football field, it's time for us, and you got to focus on that.
And it's a week that you will work on yourselves a lot here, not overlooking any opponent, but Postville, a team that struggled 0-4. They've only scored 20 points on the season, a team you beat 69-0 last year. None of that matters. You still got to come out and take care of business, but you can really work on things this week, getting ready for the Pirates.
You said it right. Work on us. And I think I've said that every week here to you. Just work on us, work on us. What are we going to do? How are we going to get better? You know, we win a lot of one-on-one stuff, you know, our good on good. And I think that's really been something that's helped us this week. So for us, it's, you know, hey, you first group of guys, let's focus on us. Let's just execute the way we can. And, you know, hopefully we can get some of those guys that don't get every snap. You know, hopefully we can get some of those guys in. You never overlook, you never do those things, but, you have to, you know, you have to be prepared for those things too. So, we're hoping we can just come out, look better, play together, continue to just grow and become a better football team.
No doubt about it. And also a special week for you and your wife, Mackenzie, welcoming a new Blazer into the world. So the next time we talk to you, you'll be a happy dad. So best of luck and congratulations on that. You're approaching fatherhood here.
Hey, thank you very much. We appreciate it. We're just glad to be here, glad to be in Manchester. RMC has been great. Everything's been really good. So, it's been great. We appreciate everybody around here.
Absolutely. Best of luck to you and Mackenzie. Mark, thanks for your time, and best of luck Friday. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you so much.
Mark Atwater, the head coach of the Beckman Blazers here on the KMC Sports Zone on this Wednesday night. We roll on with more of it right after this from Mix 94.7 KMCH.
Tad Mormon, your American Family Insurance agent in Manchester, is looking out for what matters to you, even when there's nothing wrong. Give Tad a call today for all your insurance questions.
American Family Insurance, Tad Mormon, agent, 106 East Main Street in Manchester.
Six 6:30 straight up here at Mix 94.7 KMCH, KMCH Sports Zone on this Wednesday night. John Swisher in. Josh not able to make the trek up tonight. He'll be back next week as we continue along. More coaches. We go to Class A football now. The Starmont Stars 0-4 after a loss to Southwind last week, 48-20. The Third year head coach of the Stars, Mike Augustine, joining me now here on the program. As coach, you played with this team, able to come back in this game after a rough start in the first half on a Friday night, as they scored 21 and 14 points in the first two quarters, but battled back. Talk about some of the factors in this game that gave Southwind the advantage on Friday night.
Well, they made plays when they had the opportunities. We started really slow. Can't give up 21 points in the first quarter and not score any and keep yourself in a game. Turnovers, you know, were a big factor too. We'd turn the ball over too many times to compete. You know, when you're playing a well-coached team like Southwind, they took advantage of our turnovers, and they're a well-coached team and played hard the whole time. So,
and besides the effort of your kids, what else were you pleased about? Are some of the positives, especially in that second half when you never quit and you battled back, scored 13 points in that fourth quarter?
Yeah, our kids fight till the end, and that's one thing. You know, like we said, they play so hard. You know, sometimes, you know, that's in the end, it's not enough when you have to overcome so many mistakes. So we've been focusing. We went back to the grind this week, and we've just shortened our playbook down and got what we're really good at and simplified things and worked on playing each play at 100%. No plays off, and doing your job and focusing on you, being the best you can be this week. And we've had a good week of practice, and they understand we're working hard, and that frustration is always tough to deal with when you're losing and close, when we're able to do good things and be consistent. So that's what the focus has been this week, is consistency and focus in on yourself individually for the team.
Getting ready for a road trip up to Guttenberg to take on Clayton Ridge, a team that has a series lead 7-4. Eagles and your team won last year and hit a four-game winning streak for Clayton Ridge, 30-15 at home. And on the road this week, what do you see in this year's edition of the Eagles, who are 1-3?
You know, they got some good size up front. They got a good quarterback and running back, so they like to get to the edges. We're gonna have to pursue well and cut off the angles. Defensively, they get pretty good pressure up the middle. We're gonna have to keep our eyes up and get off double teams to pick up blitzes. They're gonna play for 48 minutes. You know, and this district and these teams that we play with, especially you know, the rivalry games and things of that sort, they're always a brawl, and you got to be ready for a 48 minute battle.
Indeed. All right, Coach, good luck against Clayton Ridge this Friday night. We'll talk to you again next Wednesday to recap and preview. Have a good weekend, and thanks for your time as always.
All right, thank you.
Mike Augustine, the head coach of the Starmont Stars, here on the program tonight as the KMC Sports Zone at 6:34. We'll roll on next. More coaches to get to as Maquoketa Valley head coach Trevor Arnold right around the corner here on Mix 94.7 KMCH.
At Tauke Motors, we believe in a gentler, simpler way of doing business. Check out our large selection of new and pre-owned vehicles, as well as great incentives at TaukeMotors.com. If you are looking for a new pre-owned vehicle or service on your current vehicle, come to Tauke Motors, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram on 9th Street in Dyersville.
Hi, this is Rick Steer with Zero Zone in Dyersville. Zero Zone specializes in designing and building refrigeration systems for supermarkets, cold storage, pharmaceuticals, and ice rinks. Join our team today. It's one of the coolest places to work.
J&D Catering and Suites in New Vienna provides exceptional handcrafted food for any special event. Creating a customized menu sure to wow your guests, including extensive specialty cupcake and cake menu. Call or check them out on Facebook. Let J&D Catering and Suites set your next special event above the rest.
Sherman's Implement wants to thank all area farmers. Stop into Sherman's Implement in Monticello and Dyersville today. They're your local Case IH, Kuhn, Krause, Bush Hog, Unver Firth, and Meyer dealer. That's Sherman's Implement in Monticello and Dyersville. Built in red power.
Mill Construction is a general contractor and will assist you with the construction of your livestock facility, start to finish. For more information on Edgewood Feed Mill Construction, contact Steve Harris at 563-920-7835.
Nutrient Ag Solutions in Dyersville always puts their customers first, and you too can profit from their experience. Give them a call for all your professional crop and precision needs. Good luck to all area schools, athletes, and coaches. Stay safe and stay healthy.
5K Sports & More is proud to support all of our local athletes, providing sporting goods items for every sport. We carry a great selection of fan wear for West Delaware and Maquoketa Valley, along with custom embroidery and screen printing. 5K Sports & More on the east end of Manchester, where there are no strangers, just friends we haven't met yet.
This is Jamie Vasky, the football voice of the West Delaware Hawks, and I've had the chance to review the Good Neighbor Society's playbook, and I gotta tell you, they are friends in your neighborhood. So if you need help getting back into the game, contact the Good Neighbor Society Rehab to Home Team.
We continue on KMCH Sports Zone on this Wednesday night. John Swisher, glad to have you along with me. The head coach of the Maquoketa Valley Wildcats, Trevor Arnold, joins us now as the Wildcats are 3-1 after a big home victory over Bellevue, and the fashion that the Wildcats were able to pull it off on a Friday night as the Wildcats winning 22-20. But what a team effort, what a win for Mac Valley on a Friday night. Coach, talk about how proud you are of this team, and they just all 20 members, as you we keep talking about, but man, they play hard, they play well, and they're able to get it done on Friday night.
Yeah, it's fun to see a group of kids that work as hard as they're working right now come together and finish a game. When things weren't perfect all night, we had our flashes of being really clean and really smooth, but there was definitely chunks where we struggled at times to do certain things the way we want to do them. But in the end, our kids played to the exact last second of the game and even plus some, because time had expired while Tate was still running a little bit and trying to get him to go down. And he did finally there as time was gone, and went down into a slide to win 22-20. But it's just cool to watch kids finish a game where, you know, you don't play that well, but you play till the end, and you do just a little bit more than your opponent to get the victory, and that's what happened on Friday.
Finding a way to get it done, especially in front of your home crowd at Mac Valley on Friday night, as the two-point victory, as it was a tight game the whole way, 14-12 at halftime. Neither team scored in the third quarter. Then you both scored 8 points, but luckily you had two more points than them to seal the deal, as Tate Intorf came up with a big interception late in that game. Really back and forth style for your kids, and able to pull it out. What were some of those factors, the reasons why they were, other big plays late in that game that they were able to pull it out?
Well, we had some big fourth down stops. Unofficially, I want to say it was four times they got inside our 30-yard line at some point during the night. Mm. And we either forced a turnover, be it a fumble, or we stopped them on fourth down, or just you know, made a play when we needed to in a crucial down. We kind of did the reverse of that a few times when we needed a crucial play. But, you know, Lance McShane with a 76-yard run and a 39-yarder, and I think there might have been another 30-yarder in there, you know, over 200 yards again, and three touchdowns, and our leader offensively. But, you know, we mix in enough with the other kids, and, you know, we're not completing as many balls as we want. We had a few drops the other night in crucial moments, you know, but we are throwing the freshmen for the most part. But things are coming together slowly but surely, and this is a night, Friday night, coming up against East Buck where, you know, we need to be able to throw the ball a little bit in crucial moments. When they know we need to throw the ball, we got to be able to complete some passes. And we worked on a few new things, a few wrinkles to throw at them that hopefully exposes some of their weaknesses that they have. Everybody's got them. You know, you try to cover up your own weaknesses as much as possible, but we hopefully can expose a few of theirs and make some plays when we need it, because Jerry said it multiple times on Twitter, and I'm sure he'll say it tonight on here. Mm-hmm. They know Lance McShane's coming, and they got to stop him. And we think we can still get him going, no matter what anybody throws at us. We think we can get him going, and he's always one play away from going the distance. And he's shown he has a second gear that we haven't played anybody that can match his speed in the open field, and we don't think that East Buck can either on Friday night. So we just got to get him in that position to be able to bust off some of those long ones, and hopefully we can get in that position, but that'll be tough.
MV coach Trevor Arnold joining me here on the program tonight. KMC Sports Zone 3-1 Mack Valley, 3-1 East Buck coming up on Friday night in Winthrop. East Buchanan's homecoming. As you talked about what they know about your offense, you know about their offense too, and they have a lot of weapons to stop. How do you focus in on your defense this week and try to contain what they have offensively after their performance against Albertette on Friday night?
Yeah, they spread it out around a little bit more. They don't have quite the feature back, you would say, but their fullback, Tanner Turn, is he may not be the biggest fullback in the world, but he plays a lot bigger than he is. I would say he's their best all-around football player. That's the best compliment I can give him. Mm-hmm. He's tough on offense, and he is dang near in on every single tackle or right near the ball, every single play that they're on defense. So he's a key for us to stop. He'll be in the middle of their offense and the middle of their defense all the time. But a lot of things run through Cody Fox. There's no reason not to run behind a 260-pound kid. But also there's some stuff there that we think we can get after a little bit. And we got to be big and we got to be tough and play a little bit bigger than what we actually are. There are three big guys inside, you know, 260, 250, 240. Those guys are all pretty good-sized kids that move pretty well. But we got to be able to slow that down, because if they have a wall of, you know, 750 pounds of bodies going downhill on us between the A gaps, that's going to be tough. So we got to be really tough up front, and we got some stuff to throw at them that hopefully, you know, is difficult for them to figure out and scheme against, and we can be an advantage there and use our quickness and use some of our guys that are pretty darn tough to block, in my opinion. You know, Nathan Bites and Aiden Salo and Lucas Orchard have been pretty darn good up front for us all year. Devin Meeks played on the D-line last week for the first time and really had a very, very good night, had a sack and a couple big plays defensively for us. And we're expecting big things from him too. But we got to be low and play with great leverage and play tough and be able to do it for four quarters, because I expect it to be a late fourth quarter game that somebody figures out how to win in the end. And we're planning on and hoping that that's us there at the end of the game.
For your younger players getting ready to play in an environment like this, homecoming for East Buck, both teams coming in at 3-1, a lot on the line in district play. How much is too much to talk about and talk about being ready for the situation, or do you just let them go out and play? How do you handle that as a coach for, especially as I said, these younger players never been into a varsity environment like this?
Well, we've been to the circus this year. We went down to West Branch, so we know what a lot of hoopla and pregame everything and music as loud as you can possibly have it. And
I forgot about everything. The little Rose Bowl, yes.
Yeah, everything you can imagine going on around them. And East Buck's going to have a very good environment. They're going to have a lot of people there, but I think most of our kids will go, okay, this is not what we saw week three at West Branch. So in some ways, it'll probably be a little bit less than that. So hopefully, you know, as freshmen, they've already went through that experience, and that isn't a big deal to them anymore. But we've talked about this is like a playoff game. I mean, we're playing to be really top two in the district. You know, between us, East Buck, and North Lynn, we're all there at the top, and the three of us are going to figure out how to separate, and this is the second one of those games. North Lynn already got East Buck back a couple weeks ago, so this is another separator for there at the top of the district that, you know, we need to win if we want to stay at the top and have a chance, you know, the next 3 weeks with Clayton Grange Starmont, and then week eight get North Lynn at home with hopefully a chance to win a district title. I mean, that's what you're planning for, and I don't think, and Coach Monk's really good at the psychology of this. If you don't talk about it, then it's going to be new to them when you actually get there. So why not treat this like it's a playoff game mentally? You know, no, we're not losing and going home or winning and advancing, but you know, you don't want to be in that situation for the first time in the first round or second round of the playoffs when you go to, say, a Lisbon or an Albertette or somebody that's also good, and have it be the first time they've thought about those things. So it's a big deal. It's a big game, and we're treating it like it is because we respect them and we know how good they can play and how well they have played. So we got to be ready to go on Friday night, and thankfully our freshmen are playing above their age level, and hopefully we keep doing that, and we hopefully play above our physical age level on Friday when we get East Buck.
And good luck to you and your team as you travel to Winthrop on Friday night. And we'll talk to you next week to recap and preview. Thanks for your time. Have a good rest of your week.
Thanks, Wish.
Trevor Arnold, head coach of the Maquoketa Valley Wildcats here on the program at 6:45. We continue on. More coaches to get to. Coach Wilson from Monticello. Also, Coach Collum from Northland. Coach Alden from East Buchanan, all on the way. Coach Winkowicz inside the 7 o'clock hour from West Delaware as well. And Coach Putz from Independence. All coaches to get to on the KMCH Sports Zone on this Wednesday night. We'll be back for more right after this from KMCH Sports.
Rocky's Auto Body RV and Repair is the place for all your auto body, RV, and collision repair work. On-site service calls, free estimates, quick access to parts, and local delivery and pickup. Give Randy a call or stop in 4 miles south of Highway 20, just off Highway 13 in Manchester.
The annual fall sale is on now at Corcoran Furniture in Manchester. Come check out great prices on select closeout items, Ashley three-piece living room sets, lift top desk, and 60-inch TV stand with fireplace option. We also have a large selection of Restonic bedding and, as always, free delivery at Corcoran Furniture in Manchester.
Hi, this is Dr. Dan Meyer with the Animal Health Clinic in Dyersville. With over 30 years of experience in both large and small animal medicine, Dr. Borick, myself, and the staff at the Animal Health Clinic strive to treat your pet and livestock as if they were our own. Call us for an appointment or stop in the office today. Animal Health Clinic in Dyersville. Veterinary care you can trust.
Delhi Lumber has products for every home and every budget. Delhi Lumber carries Midland Doors, which are one of the best values around. See Midland Doors today or call Delhi Lumber at 563-922-2404 for more information. Your Midland overhead door dealer, Delhi Lumber. Big town quality, small town service.
Leonard Muller Funeral Home and Crematory wishes all the best to the athletes and appreciates their hard work and scholastic efforts throughout the year. For personal, caring service, Leonard Muller Funeral Home and Crematory in Manchester, Edgewood, and Strawberry Point.
And we're back in KMC Sports Zone. Rolls on a Wednesday night. John Swisher along with you on this 21st day of September. Final official night of summer 2022 is fall tomorrow. As we turn our attention to the Monticello Panther football team now, and head coach Wes Wilson in the seventh year at the helm, 61-14, the win over Tipton on a Friday night as the Panthers traveled down Highway 138 and took down the Tigers, scoring 28 points in that first quarter, 19 in the second quarter, and then cruise to that 61-14 win, defense allowing no points in that first half. And always a great start for your team to get off offensively that quick, and then defense able to hold the other team down. Great recipe for success, and you saw that from your squad on Friday night, Coach.
Yeah, it was good to get a good start, good quick start. You know, we talked about how they lined up, and we thought we could get a big play right away, and we were able to hit Tate on a seam up the hash, and he scored on the first play of the game, and you couldn't have scripted it much better to get such a quick start and get us on the board. And from there, we just kind of rolled. We had some good confidence going, and that just really got us going.
Indeed, Preston with 9 of 11, 276 yards, 3 touchdowns. You mentioned Tate Peterson, the senior receiver, 129 yards, 1 touchdown. Then Preston led the way defensively for this team, mindset-wise, to get back in the win column, now 2-2. When you've put it in perspective, you lost to two good teams in Cascade and Beckman, and we've seen what they do and have done in 1A, and they beat up on each other the other night with Cascade coming out on top. But mindset-wise, to realize and get things in perspective, hey, we're still a good team here. We're going to keep on improving, getting better, and compete heavy for the top spot in this district in Class 2A.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we play that non-district schedule for a reason. You know, we play Beckman, we play Cascade, because we know they're quality football teams, and kind of gauge where we're at. And you know, going into those early, you're probably going to make some mistakes, and you hope you don't make enough where you lose the game, but we had some growing pains up front a little bit there. And, you know, we're just continue to get better up front. And when we're doing our assignments up front, you know, when you got the guys like Preston Reese and Dylan Rohr running the ball, and we got some pretty good athletes with Tate and, Peyton Schilling outside, you know, that makes it a lot easier for us when we can just sit in the pocket or, have some pretty good holes to run through.
Now getting ready for West Liberty this week inside Dean Nelson Field in Monticello Friday night. The Comets come to town at 1-3. This is a series that sits at 3-3 since 2012, with West Liberty winning the last two. West Liberty has won two close to 6-point games the last two contests you two teams have played, so you know them quite well, and close battles the last two times out, and your team remembers that. You've had close games looking back here pretty much the whole time. You go back to 2014 and on, it's been close games against West Liberty.
Yeah, absolutely. They've been some good games. You know, Coach Iske does a great job down there. He, you know, it really switches things up for his personnel and really gets the most out of what he's got talent-wise. And, you know, he's always got a different wrinkle that he comes out with, and, you know, we got to adjust to that. You know, that's, you know, it's a team that they played a tough non-district schedule. You know, they played Solon and
Regina,
and then they also played Independence. Mm-hmm. So they played some pretty good teams. I know they got beat up a little bit in those, but were able to come out and play pretty well last week against Comanche. You know, they got some good guys back. The Collins kid playing at quarterback is a good player. Zeman's played for a couple of years for them. So they got some quality kids. And like I said, Coach Iske will have those guys ready. And, you know, we know we're going to get their best shot.
And you aren't going to miss Josiah Galvin running on their side of things. That you had to see him the last few years. He played as a sophomore, so you won't miss him at all.
No, absolutely not. It's he was a heck of a player. He just, you know, could make the plays, and you know, he's fast, strong. He was pretty special. We're definitely not going to miss him, and we'll you know, it's nice to have a guy like that on our sideline this year. So
indeed, as Galvin is at UNI, I believe he redshirted this year for his freshman campaign as the Panthers get ready to take on West Liberty this coming Friday night at Dean Nelson Field. Back in on the home confines for your team, talk about your senior leadership and what you've been happy with this year for those guys setting the way for the younger players that have come up here in varsity football this year.
Yeah, our seniors have done a great job. You know, we got a lot of experience coming back, you know, only graduating 7 seniors from last year. So we got a lot of guys coming back with some pretty good experience. So those guys have done a good job of leading for us. They know what the goal is. They know these early games. You never like to lose a game, but they know in the end they don't necessarily matter. And now that we got into district play, here's where we got to get better, and here's where it really counts. And, you know, those guys have talked to our younger kids, kept them grounded, you know, kept them improving, and really made that stride in practice and got us going.
Best of luck for your kids this week. West Liberty comes to town. We'll talk to you next week to recap and preview. Have a good weekend, Wes. Thanks for your time as always.
Thanks, John.
Wes Wilson, the head coach of the Monticello Panthers here on the KMC Sports Zone here on a Wednesday night as we get close to the 7 o'clock hour. And more coaches to get through here as Northland and East Buchanan. Also, Coach Winkiewicz, Coach Putz from West Delaware and Independence, respectively, as well as the Sports Zone continues right here on Mix 94.7 KMCH.
Care Initiatives Hospice provides care throughout Manchester and surrounding counties for those in their final stages of life. We work closely with family members and caregivers to respect the wishes and needs of our patients and their loved ones. Go to our website at careinitiative.org for more information on how we can serve your loved one.
Just like a great coach, State Farm agents like me, Julie Smith, can help you develop a game plan for your insurance needs. Whether it's car, home, life, health, or business insurance, I can dig into the playbook and help you find the affordable coverage you need. For all your insurance needs, call on a winning team, the Julie Smith State Farm Agency in Manchester.
It's no secret that people come to Fairway in Manchester for their famous meats, but as you dash back to the counter to pick up your USDA Choice ribeyes, don't be surprised if you find yourself lingering among the delicious fruits and vegetables in the produce department. Shop Fairway in Manchester for low prices and all your grocery needs. Mace Construction of Edgewood is the area's leading ag construction company you can count on. The Mace brothers specialize in hog barns, machine sheds, framing, shops with residential, new construction, and remodels too. Give Andy or Tyler a call today at 451-6971 or 920-0999. Mace Construction. Construction you can count on.
Hi, this is Chris Henry, service manager of Brown Sales and Leasing in Elkader. Our goal is to make your car buying experience the best possible, and our factory certified technicians are dedicated to you and your vehicles. Stop in and see us at Brown Sales and Leasing in Elkader, or visit us online at 4browns.com. Your hometown dealer, wherever your hometown may be.
Bi-County Disposal specializes in commercial and construction disposal needs. They have a variety of containers available from 2 to 30 cubic yards. Whatever it takes, Bi-County Disposal in Dyersville, serving Dubuque and Delaware counties.
Don & Walt LLC, your independent Lennox dealer in Manchester. For residential or commercial plumbing, cooling, and heating needs, and top quality Lennox furnaces and heating units, see Don & Walt LLC in Manchester.
Just shy of the 7 o'clock hour here on Mix 94.7 KMCH, KMCH Sports Zone on this Wednesday night. John Swisher back with you. Jared Collum is the head coach of the Northland Lynx. His team is now 3-1 after a 63-0 win over Clayton Ridge on Friday night at home as the Lynx took care of business there. And coach, anytime, just talked about it with Coach Wilson from Monticello, who had a lopsided score as well. Your team came out 28 points in that first quarter, another 28 in that second quarter, and the defense held stand. So a great start for your team, getting confidence and momentum going and allowing your team to cruise to that 63-0 win.
Yes, Rick, I thought we executed in all facets of the game really well. Offensively, defensively, special teams, we blocked a punt. We returned a punt for a touchdown. We blocked a punt for a touchdown. Defense overall allowed negative yards rushing. they did get a couple pass plays on us late, but you know, overall, and then offensively, we just said we executed. We ran the ball. We threw it well. You know, it's just stuff that we need to carry on and do every Friday night. From here on in.
And most importantly, you stayed healthy on Friday night. That especially helps midway through the season here where you might have some bumps and bruises, but you continue on here and you get ready for coming up. Your schedule continues this week as getting ready for Southwind, a road trip out to Kelmer, a 7 o'clock start time with Southwind. And what do you see in this year's edition of the Warriors, who are 2-2?
Yeah, they got a good squad. They put some points up on people. They put 53 up on Clayton Ridge. So, you know, no slouch on offense. They've got a couple nice wins under their belt. But, you know, we're going to have to go up there. It's a business trip for us, an hour and 18-minute drive. So, you know, one of those deals where you just have to, grin and bear it and get up there a little bit earlier and walk around a little and get accustomed. We've never played there. I've seen on tape quite a few times, but I've never coached at Southwind. And you know, we haven't played there. I don't know if Northland's ever played there. I'd have to go back, way back, and take a look. But, you know, they have a really good running game. But, you know, just like any other running game, run-oriented team, we're going to have to keep them behind the chains and make them throw the ball.
No, Coach Nielsen does a great job scouting, report, and defense. And when you have a team like this that you don't know a whole lot about, you played them last year, beat them 20-6 at home, 0-1-0 in the series. As far as we know, as you said, you'd have to go way back to maybe find another meeting. But how much is too much giving your kids defensively when there's a team like this you don't know a whole lot about? Do you focus on you a lot more in those weeks, or how do you go about that?
We try to divvy it up into two different defensive segments where we'll do an indie drill or an indie seg where it's just technique for that week. You know, if we're going against a passing team, then if I'm working with D linemen, we're working straight pass rush. If we're going against a run heavy team, then we're working on beating doubles and we're working on crashing C gap and stopping their fullback, things like that. And we'll do straight indie for 10 minutes and then we'll go a team seg for another 10-15 minutes, and that's our defensive work. You know, and this week it's really hard to mimic their offense with the motion and with the wing T stuff that they run. So, you know, with the pulling guards and the stuff they do different that you're not going to teach a scout team in 3 days. Mm-hmm. So right now we're formation recognition and how we're going to line up correctly and then just go get the football.
Indeed. All right. Hope it all comes together as you make the trip out to Kelmer on Friday night, getting ready for Southwind. Best of luck, and we'll talk to you next week. Thanks for your time, as always, Coach.
You bet. Thank you, sir.
Jared Collum, the head coach of the Northland Lynx, here straight up 7 o'clock in the KMCH Sports Zone. Still a couple more coaches to get to on a shortened version of the show here tonight, as we'll get you ready for Hawk Talk coming up at 8 o'clock tonight with the voice of the Hawkeyes, Gary Dolphin, and, of course, the head coach of the Iowa Hawkeyes, Kirk Ferentz, at 2-1. As the Hawkeyes getting ready to take on Rutgers on Saturday night, a 6:10 kickoff, 4 o'clock from the pregame show from the Hawkeye Radio Network right here from KMCH Sports. Back with more of the Sports Zone after this.
Citizens State Bank is your locally owned, community-minded, and customer-oriented bank here to serve you. Choose one of their 7 convenient locations in Winthrop, Monticello, Manchester, Ryan, Strawberry Point, Hopkinton, and New Vienna. Citizens State Bank, community banking with people you know. Member FDIC.
The Pizza Place on Lake Delhi. Great pizza and sandwiches. Check out Facebook for the menu, weekly specials, and the pizza of the month. Dine in or carry out. Food, drinks, and fun.
CMA Welding is the area's premier welding and fabrication specialist, serving Dyersville, Farley, Piasta, Epworth, and the surrounding areas. They specialize in TIG and MIG welding, custom railing, and repairs. Give them a call today.
Trivet Associates was founded in 1979 on the commitment to providing exceptional veterinary medicine to livestock and pets in eastern Iowa. Our doctors are dedicated to bringing the latest medical advances to our patients in a friendly, common sense atmosphere. Visit us anytime in Dyersville or Farley.
For fan food, not fast food, visit your after-game headquarters, Manchester Dairy Queen. It's quick, it's easy, and your family will love it. Manchester Dairy Queen.
This is John from Georgian Auto in Manchester. Commitment is a key ingredient to any successful team. Our team shows that commitment every day with digital inspections, loaner cars, stress-free financing, and 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty. Committed to you and your vehicle. Georgian Auto in Manchester.
Medicare can seem complicated, but not with Wellmark. Call Randy Mahoney, a local authorized independent agent for Wellmark Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa, to make choosing easy. Wellmark Medicare supplement insurance plans are not affiliated with any government agency. It's Randy Mahoney Agency in Manchester.
Delhi Landing in downtown Delhi is open 7 days a week. Enjoy our homemade pizzas, wings, cold drinks, and every Saturday night serving prime rib dinners. Delhi Landing proudly supports all area athletes and coaches.
.703 now here on Mix 94.7 KMCH on this Wednesday night. Sports Zone rolls on. John Swisher along with you. Jerry Alden is the head coach of the East Buchanan Buccaneers. His team is 3-1 as they get by Albernette in a non-district game on Friday night in Albernette, 34-27, the final score. And a great confidence builder, a tough team, and another district coach, and able to pull out that 34-27 back-and-forth offense-filled contest on Friday night. Got to be very proud of the effort from your kids.
Yeah, I mean, I told you kind of earlier when we spoke, it was almost like a postseason playoff atmosphere mm-hmm. down there at Albernette, and what a just a tremendous team. I mean, they have more athletes on the field than anybody that we've played, and those receivers are tremendous. They go up and catch the ball, and we had it was a four quarter battle, and we early in the game, that first drive, and I think I told Josh in that game, I think we had the ball 18 out of the first 24 minutes of the game, but we only had one touchdown on the board. We were inside the 1 yard line on our second drive and didn't score, and then they came back and took that halftime lead. So, we kind of felt at halftime that we left some things on the field, we knew we can control the line of scrimmage, and I thought especially in the second half our kids really stepped up, especially defensively. I think we gave up less than 60 yards in the whole second half. We started 6 sophomores on defense, so those guys got a lot of reps Friday night. They kind of got thrown to the fire, but just really pleased and happy with how our kids responded, because it was a back and forth game, kind of when we thought maybe we had it, they get a kickoff return for a touchdown, and that's on me as that special teams coach there, but just some little things that we needed to correct. But I thought offensively that was the best output as far as our offensive linemen getting off the ball and playing physical.
as we've played all year against a really good team.
And so many weapons offensively, a lot of yards racked up. And you said, and talking to Tanner today, who's our standout performer of the week, presented by F&M Bank, that video interview will be online tomorrow. But all your kids give great credit. They know it starts with the offensive line. You've preached that for years.
Yeah, I mean, if you ask any one of our kids, they'll tell you, you know, without those big guys up front, and then, you know, they wouldn't have the yards. And to our kids' credit, and to Coach Schaefer, who runs our offense, you know, we divvied it up pretty well. You know, we had three guys over 100 yards that Friday night. And, you know, we just don't have that one guy that we're going to say, you know, you're going to get the ball on this play. They all bring a little something different to the table, whether it's power runner, whether it's speed, whether it's breakaway. You know, all of those guys are interchangeable because we'll mix them up between all three positions you know, get them in some different scenarios to maybe give us a little advantage on the offensive side. And, you know, the nice thing about it, too, is, you know, as much as we run the football, and, you know, I think we had, you know, 450 yards or whatever it was, you know, we don't throw the ball a lot, but we're really efficient when we do. I think we're 7 of 11 passing the ball with 4 touchdowns. Mm. So, you know, we're very capable of throwing the ball. We just haven't had to a lot. And you know, that's something we've really put an emphasis on here in the last couple weeks, especially in practice, on some different things that we do. You know, I like what we're seeing at practice.
And getting ready this week for Maquoketa Valley, a homecoming contest for you. And talk about that perspective of it. We talk about coaches all the time. And Coach Putz, coming up here on the show, had a good point. There's 16, 17, 18-year-old kids. They have distractions all the time. Homecoming's maybe just a little more during homecoming week. What's your philosophy? What's your take on homecoming week?
Well, I think if you ask my kids, they tell you, I hate this week, but we tell the kids too. I mean, it is homecoming week. They're supposed to have fun. That's what it's all about. But at the end of the day, you know, we need their attention for that, you know, 2 hours, 2.5 hours of practice every day. If we can get that on a regular basis, we'll be fine on Friday nights. And you know, we give them that Sunday, Monday, Tuesday night to, you know, have their fun, but, you know, starting tonight, tomorrow night, it's getting to bed early and focusing on the task at hand. That task at hand is going to be a tough job for us on Friday night.
And it's the Wildcats of Maquoketa Valley, who's 3-1 as well, coming into Winthrop. 3-3 series dating back to 2014 between these two teams. Last year, it was 40-0 East Buck. Before that, a 6-point game and an 8-point game. So you've had some close contests with this Maquoketa Valley program over the last few years. And Coach Arnold and company coming in. Besides, I know the main focus, and Coach Arnold talked about that earlier, Lance McShane, the outstanding junior, with 719 yards. The main focus for your defense with their offense coming in Friday night?
Well, it's like any game that we play. There's always those one or two guys that you may not focus on, but you better identify where they are on the field. And that's where we go every scouting report. And you know, McShane kid, it's a great running back. I mean, stat-wise, he's up there, you know, with the best of them in Class A. And we're definitely going to know where he is every play of the game. But probably just as important for us is we want to know where that tight end is. Mm-hmm. Because we think that tight end is vital to their offense, and we focused on where he is. And, you know, we're going to go into that game just like we go into every game. We're going to try to stop the run and try to make a team one-dimensional, and that's our focus going in. You know, so far these first four games, we have not allowed 100 yards rushing, and, you know, we put that on our defense this week. Hey, that's a goal of ours every single Friday night, you know, we need to be prepared for a lot of different things that they'll throw at us. You know, offensively, I know, you know, Coach Arnold, you know, every team, every coach wants to run the football. And, you know, it's what we do defensively, and we're going to mix a lot of things up. We, you know, last week we played a 3-front. We'll play a 5-front. We'll play a 6. We'll play different fronts and try to confuse them a little bit. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's those 11 guys need to make plays and gang tackle. So, you know, defensively, or, you know, for them, we're expecting them to to come out with all different fronts, a 5, a 6, a 7, an 8, and bring the whole house. You know, we talked to our kids last year. This was probably the one team, and then after that, a lot of teams did. They cut us about every single play. I mean, they would cut our offensive linemen, cut our defensive linemen, and that's been a point of emphasis for us here, you know, toward the end of last year and this year, is working off that cut block and getting to the different things. And, you know, we haven't seen it so far this year, but we're definitely expecting it Friday night.
How much do you think confidence and momentum you built from last week with that win over Albernette, now you jump back into district play, how much did that do for these kids?
I think it's big. I mean, you know, like I said, it was a playoff-type atmosphere against, you know, what I think will be either the winner or the runner-up in that district down there. And and to go on the road with his, you know, like I said, 900 classmen on defense, and, you know, really thought we played, you know, we gave up those 28 points, but again, one was on special teams and two were on big plays where we had, you know, miscommunication as defensive backs, which we shored up this week. So, you know, it's a huge confidence builder. The big thing for us is, you know, playing a team like Albernette at the midpoint gives us a good feeling of, you know, where we are right now and where we could go. But at the same time, you know, we told our kids too, you know, yes, that was a big win, but coming into this week, it's a bigger game for us because not only is it a district game, but, you know, we may be ranked in the top 10, but record-wise, we're third in our district because there's two teams 2-0, and we get to play one of them Friday night to get ourselves back in the district race. So, you know, our kids know what's at stake. They've been focused. We had a tremendous practice tonight, and you know, I think we'll be ready to go Friday night on, you know, what's going to be a huge homecoming crowd, and the weather's going to be cooperative, so it's going to be a fun atmosphere.
No doubt. All right, best of luck in that contest on Friday night, Coach. We'll check in with you next week to recap and preview, and have yourself a great week. Thanks for your time, as always.
Thanks, Swish. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Jerry Alden, the head coach of the East Buchanan Buccaneers, here on the program. We continue along. A couple more coaches to get to. We'll have Coach Putz from Independence and then Coach Doug Winkiewicz from the West Delaware Hawks. Before we wrap it up and get ready for an 8 o'clock start time to Hawk Talk tonight, right here from KMCH Sports.
High-Tech Communications, the protection you can trust. We provide security systems, video surveillance, access control, fire alarm systems, and alarm monitoring to protect your business or home. Call us today. High-Tech Communications, setting a high standard for your technology needs. HighTechCommunications.us.
Make sure to pick up a copy of the Delaware County Factbook, brought to you by the Independence Bulletin Journal and Shopper's Reminder, available at KMCH in Manchester.
Every good athlete recognizes the value of having a great coach. If you're buying or selling a home, make sure you team up with an experienced realtor to coach you through the process. I service the entire KMCH listening area. My office is located in Manchester, across from the hospital. Contact me, Teresa Turnus, from Keller Williams Realty, for all your real estate needs.
Ready for a new job? Stanley Black & Decker has many open positions and has increased their pay. They offer a $1,000 sign-on bonus, 401k match, employee discounts, and a competitive benefits package. Stanley Black & Decker, locations in Delhi and Manchester, offering big city benefits with small-town values.
Sight and good vision is very easy to take for granted until it is taken away. Advanced Eye Care Associates of Eastern Iowa is here to help you.
Advanced Eye Care Associates of Eastern Iowa, located at 225 West Main Street in Manchester and 1113 West 3rd Street in Vinton.
Biofield is your headquarters for all your seed, chemical, and fertilizer needs. They have professional service and quality products needed to bring the best crop to market. Biofield, providing growth opportunity for 18 locations across northern Iowa and southern Minnesota.
Eastern Iowa's variety station, Mix 94.7, KMCH.
KMC Sports Zone rolls on a Wednesday night. John Swisher with you. The head coach of the Independence Mustangs, Justin Putz, is with me. His Mustangs are 4-1 now. They've won four games in a row. The latest one last Friday night as they took down Vinton Shelsburg by the score of 14-7. And, coach, you've had a couple of close games. It was a 7-point win last year for your team over Vinton Shelsburg. And same sort of thing Friday night. Talk to us about this game and what propelled your team to that close 7-point victory.
Yeah, you know, I thought we did a pretty good job of hanging tough, you know, making some plays when we needed to. I think the offensive end, I didn't think we played particularly clean all game long. We certainly put some nice drives together and had a penalty here or stalled out in the red zone, and certainly going in district play, that's going to be something that we fix. You know, we're not quite as explosive. Maybe we have been in the past, you know, which is okay, but you got to bear down in the red zone, execute, and, you know, finish those drives. And certainly credit to Vinton for making some plays at times as well. And, you know, defensively, we kind of gave up a drive or a touchdown early in the first quarter, and I thought our guys did a really good job of responding to some personnel adjustments they had made from previous weeks. So some guys in some spots, I think, allowed them to do some things that were problematic to us, or at least were early on. And our guys rebounded well, but I thought, you know, we took control in the fourth quarter, and you kind of handled a little bit of adversity with a few of the breaks didn't quite go our way. But, you know, Ms. Johnson hit Zach Saddles on an 18-yard touchdown on 4th and 10. And, you know, that was a big play by those two. And we had some nice plays going down in that drive. So I was just really happy that our kids came out and you know, did enough and made the key plays to win the ball game, which, you know, I think is going to pay dividends as you get in district play and games get tight and close and things are on the line.
That confidence factor of knowing you can win even though you're not playing your best football, there's a lot to say about that.
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, part of it is just had to play four quarters. You know, a week before up at West Liberty, we kind of had things our way, but, you know, had to play four quarters and having to situationally think and make plays on, you know, all three phases of the game. You know, you get down to a one-score ball game. Certainly, you know, all three phases factor into it. And I think, you know, so I still believe in that. Going back to my high school days, you know, Coach already talked about six plays decide a football game, and I still believe that. One of the things is you just never really know when those six plays are going to be. And so certainly they can show up in all three phases, and I thought we executed really, really well, especially in that fourth quarter.
Indeed. And now getting ready for your homecoming opponent to hear this week. Talk about homecoming. You have some distractions, but you always try to draw that line of letting the kids enjoy it, have fun. They're still high school kids, but you've got to come ready to practice and focus and be ready for Friday night. It's the same thing for every coach that faces homecoming, for every football player that faces it. But when it's your turn, now that it is this week, it becomes reality.
Yeah, you know, homecoming is it's one of those things. There's a lot of excitement around school, a lot of buzz. And, you know, I think one thing that hasn't changed over the years is ultimately homecoming is still about the football game. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what the theme of the week is. That's what you're preparing for. That's when your pep rallies are. You know, that's what everybody's coming out to see. So, you know, certainly I think the guys understand the game is pretty important to them. And, you know, to be 100% honest, I think I've done this long enough and been in education long enough to know that, you know, 16-year-old kids are distracted about any time of the week or any time of the year. So, you know, I think our guys do a pretty good job of locking in and you know, being serious when they're out there. And the big thing is just make sure you get your film prep in at night and get it done early in the week and take care of that side of things. But yeah, we tell them to enjoy it. And ultimately, though, you know, we talk about, you know, the real memories they're going to have is not TP and Coach puts in the house on a Tuesday night or something that's going to be about going to the playoffs or competing for district titles or playing in games that truly matter. And that's the kind of stuff to talk about, the reunions and with the buddies and in yearbook memories and all that. So, you know, keep that frame of mind and enjoy it, but understand that we need to play well Friday night.
Indeed. And getting ready for a South Tama team. You've beaten them four times in a row now, 4-1, the series record dating back to September of 2016. Last year is 48-7 down there. 1-3 the record they have. What do you see in this year's edition of the Trojans?
You know, the quarterback, the Bridgewater kid, really, really good athlete. You know, he's a state run-up wrestler at 220. Mm. And actually, you know, I think his first year in high school wrestling last year. And I have a quarterback. He's going to run, throw, scramble. You know, you got to be aware and locked in with him. You know, he definitely has our attention. Defensively, they're going to be a little more unpredictable, come from various different spots, line up maybe differently week to week. And, you know, I think one of the things about that is it forces you to kids to play by the rules, communicate, and you know, kind of adjust as the game goes on. So, you know, big thing is we got to make sure that we force other people to make plays against us other than the quarterback. And that's probably something we say, you know, more times than not in high school football, but certainly he's a good enough athlete to make you pay if you don't.
No doubt about it. And getting ready for District 3 play. Talk about this district as a whole, as what you've seen so far in the first four games for non-district opponent for everybody in the district and what you're kind of looking at going into the first week.
You know, I think it's going to be a pretty competitive district. I think the top end's got you know, three or four teams that can really come out and challenge it. And I've been impressed with what I've seen so far with Hampton Dumont, who we'll have next week. You know, I know West Delaware is going to get better week in, week out, and certainly have had a challenging schedule and, you know, returning district champions. Center Point Urbana's had some decent games that I've seen on film as well. So I think, you know, we can be in that mix as well if we keep improving. But I think, you know, more times than not, you know, going back to the amount of times I've been in Class 3A, District 3, it's been really, really competitive week in, week out. And I don't know if I see that changing much.
Indeed, that's what we expect as well. Coach, thanks for your time as always. Good luck against the Trojans Friday night for your homecoming contest. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Justin Putz, head coach of the Independence Mustangs here on the program. We thank him for his time as always, and we get ready for more coaches here as we continue on the KMC Sports Zone on this Wednesday night right here for Mix 94.7 KMCH.
Farmers Savings Bank proudly supports all area athletes and their coaching staff. For all of your banking needs, visit them in Colesburg, Elkport Garber, Strawberry Point, and Arlington, or online at farmersavingsbank.com. Member FDIC.
West Bend's Home and Highway Policy provides you with one policy, one bill, one deductible, and one agent, all with no hassle and a portion of your annual premium back in cash if you don't have a claim. To find out more, contact your local West Bend agent, Eric Smith, at Insure Iowa in Manchester at 927-2791.
The Eastern Iowa Shopping News and the Dyersville Commercial recognize the hard work and dedication of all area athletes. Check out the weekly sports section in the commercial for scores and information. The Eastern Iowa Shopping News and Dyersville Commercial, supporting your communities.
Jay's Auto and Supercenter in Manchester has quality pre-owned vehicles, great financing options, a full-service department, body shop, and detail department. See their full line of vehicles online at jsautosales.net. That's Jay's Auto. Customer satisfaction is their number one priority.
Jay's Auto!
Whether planning to remodel or building a new home, let S&R Construction take care of you. S&R Construction is the expert in home improvement projects, gutters, siding, garages, remodeling, new home construction, and more. Call or text Steve Petlin today at 319-361-0638 for a free quote.
The Manchester Press is your community newspaper. Check out the sports section for game stats and photos of area players and game highlights. The Manchester Press, serving the area for over 130 years.
We wrap up the coaches interview portion of the KMC Sports Zone on this Wednesday night at 7:23 with the head coach of the West Delaware Hawks, Doug Winkowicz. His team at 1-3 after the loss to Waverly Shellrock last week on Brown Field, 42-7 as a number two team in Class 4A, as the GoHawks with a win on a Friday night. Coach, kind of sum up this game for us here, and just not able to tame those GoHawks. You knew it was going to be a challenge, and it came to be reality on a Friday night at home.
Yeah, it was a terrific football team, and we knew that. You know, they had a lot of guys back, and especially their skill positions are extremely loaded. It's a great football team. You know, I thought in the first quarter we played really good football. I mean, we hung in there with them, and unfortunately gave up two scores in a matter of less than about a minute right before half. And, you know, our quarterback got dinged during the second quarter, and we were scrambling a little bit trying to figure that out. Halftime, we decided to put in our Keegan Jackson, our other sophomore, and he did a nice job in the second half. You know, it was just situation swish where we needed everything to go our way, and losing Yonk and then giving up those back-to-back touchdowns, it really hurt us going into halftime, and we just couldn't regroup from there.
Some players getting a chance to play against a caliber team like that, you can only get better from those situations, you would hope, to be able to improve, and that's what it's about as you jump into district play this week.
That's just it. I mean, you know, playing the caliber teams that we've played, you know, the state power rankings came out this week with all the RPI information, and right now in all classes, you know, we've got the second toughest schedule in the entire state, and we knew that. We knew we were going to be battle tested early, and we just had to try to get out of there as healthy as we could, get into district play, and believe it or not, I mean, I told the kids this after the game, believe it or not, we got better Friday. You know, we knew we were going to have a tough opponent, but I really felt like some kids started to really surface here, and our depth is getting better, and so we're anxious to get back into 3A football and get this district play going.
And the homecoming week in full swing at West Delaware, like several of our coverage area schools. I know we've talked about it for many years of letting the kids enjoy it and have fun to a point, like we've talked about with all our coaches. But come focus to practice and be ready. And the main goal is to be ready to play on Friday night, of course.
Yeah, I think our kids really have had a tremendous week so far. I mean, they're pretty focused at practice. I think homecoming's great. You get a lot of kids involved that maybe aren't normally involved. And, you get a great fan base. You get a lot of people, a lot of players and et cetera coming back. And it's an exciting week. It's a good time to celebrate all the different activities and the things that are going on. And, you gotta still, focus on ourselves. And that's kind of been our thing all week, is just making sure we're getting better. And we're going to have opponents now that, are similar to us in size and so forth, and we just got to go out and play our best football.
And it starts with center point Urbana, a team you are 3-0 against, dating back to the first time you had them in your district in 2016. Last year, beat them 49-14 over in center point. What do you see in the Storm Pointers here coming in with a 2-2 record?
They're dangerous. I mean, they've got some good skill guys. They run the ball really well. Their quarterback's elusive. Defensively, they've got some big old defensive ends and some linebackers that can run to the ball. So, we know that we've got to play really good football. We've got to move the change and eliminate turnovers and some of the mistakes that we've been making, and just make sure that we can sustain drives. And I think the biggest thing defensively is we just got to do a better job of swarming to the ball, making those tackles instead of giving up that big play.
That homecoming Brownfield atmosphere on Friday night, and as always, a home contest. Honorary captain will walk out with your captains for the coin toss and be a part of the experience there on Friday night as longtime middle school coach Dan Lahr.
Yeah, Dan, just a great asset to our program. He's one of our coaches down at the seventh grade. He's been coaching football and wrestling in different capacities for over 30 years.
Wow.
And Dan's just been a tremendous asset. He's great for our kids. And we're just great to appreciate the opportunity to honor him on Friday night.
No doubt. And Dan Lahr, speaking of middle school coaches, middle school programs, you don't get to see them a lot, but I'm sure you hear about how's that starting out for their first couple of weeks in the middle school programs for your future Hawks here.
We're fighting numbers a little bit in the seventh grade class, but Coach Voss and Coach Lahr are doing a great job with those guys, bringing them along every single day, just trying to get those kids better and really now getting them acclimated into the weight room and doing all those little things that we need to do to build those guys up so we get them, they're ready to go. And our eighth graders are a pretty strong group. They had gotten beaten really bad, poorly a year ago by Vinton and lost by a touchdown, I believe, this past week. So they're closing the gap. They're doing a nice job, and that's another hard-working group in the weight room. So we're excited about that eighth grade bunch.
Always great to hear about the future indeed. All right, best of luck Friday night against CPU, Coach. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks for your time as always.
I appreciate it. Swish, thank you.
You betcha. Doug Winkowitz, the head coach of the West Delaware Hawks here on the KMCH Sports Zone on this Wednesday night. That's going to wrap it up for the interview portion. I'll come back with some final touches here before we send you on to your way for a little bit before Hawk Talk. 8 o'clock tonight, Hawk Talk with Coach Kirk Ferentz, the voice of the Hawkeyes, Gary Dolphin, right around the corner. You're listening to it here on Mix 94.7 KMCH.
Turn to the professionals at Leckie Building Service in Manchester for commercial building and remodeling, home remodeling, and new home construction. Call the experts at Leckie Building Service in Manchester, 563-927-5677.
Going above and beyond is a standard of care at Above and Beyond Home Health and Hospice Care. Their compassionate staff care deeply about the comfort of their patients. A nurse is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Above and Beyond Healthcare, the more they care, the more beautiful life becomes. Proudly serving Jones, Jackson, Johnson, Lynn, Clayton, and Delaware counties.
The Edgewood Reminder is proud to support all the area teams in athletic action and appreciates their efforts in the classroom and during sports. Check out all the sports photos in each week's issue of the Edgewood Reminder.
At DuPaco Community Credit Union, we know debt happens. A debt checkup from DuPaco ensures it's not costing you more than it should. With historic low interest rates, now is the time to bring your loans to DuPaco. Contact us at 563-927-6187 or visit dupaco.com.
Are you an athlete or physically active in your free time? Even active people can have muscle tightness and joint pain or even experience the occasional injury. Regional Medical Center physical therapy treatment and prescribed exercises can help you recover faster, reduce injury, and build strength and stability. Regional Medical Center, excellence in healthcare, close to home.
This is Cody Neighbor of F&M Bank. Our team works together to achieve the ultimate goal, exceeding clients' expectations. F&M Bank is a proud supporter of all local sports teams. F&M Bank, the right choice in Manchester, Cedar Rapids, Anamosa, and Monticello. Member FDIC.
Newhouse Construction and Concrete is proud to support all our area athletes. Give Phil a call at 927-5178 for your commercial, ag, or residential projects, or visit newhouseconstruction.com. Newhouse Construction and Concrete turns design into reality.
Hello, this is Fred Smock from Dunlap Motors in Independence. We are proud to support local school programs. So if you are looking for a new Chevy, Buick, or certified used car or truck, or just want to stop and say hi, stop in. That's Dunlap Motors in downtown Independence.
This is Dr. Tim Collier from Dental Associates of Manchester. We take pride in the environment we provide our patients with a caring attitude and unsurpassed comfort. For the kind, compassionate, and competent dental care you deserve, call us at 927-GRIN. Dental Associates of Manchester, creating healthy smiles for life.
Putting the final touches on the KMC Sports Zone on this Wednesday night at 7:32 now. John Swisher along with you on Mix 94.7 KMCH, KMCH.com, and the KMCH app. As we get ready for week number 5 of the high school football season, one coverage game, West Delaware will be taking on Center Point Urbana, the homecoming contest at Brown Field on Friday night. Hawks and the Stormer Pointers are West Delaware football Friday night pregame show will start at 6:45 with Jamie Vasky. Ryan and Bill, as usual, will join him for the call. 7:30, the kickoff time slated in Manchester underneath the new lights of Brown Field coming up on Friday night. So West Delaware hosting Center Point Urbana. Our other games that we'll look at and have on our KMCH Friday night scoreboard at KMCH.com. All of our 12 coverage area teams are always covered each and every Friday night. Log on there right on the main page and you find the Friday night scoreboard link to keep up with other coverage area contests as Maquoketa Valley, as we talked about, will travel to East Buchanan. Western Dubuque welcomes in Marion. Independence is home to South Tama. Monticello home on D. Nelson Field as they welcome in the Comets of West Liberty. Anamosa travels down to Comanche. Cascade, a road trip to Waterloo to take on the Columbus Sailors. Beckman's home to Postville for homecoming. Starmont up in Guttenberg taking on Clayton Ridge. Northland takes the trek to Kelmer to battle South Wind. And Edco on the road at West Central this week, a non-district game as they added that one with one of their cancellations as the Vikings at West Central coming up on Friday night. That's where all our coverage area teams will be, as we'll have West Delaware volleyball next on a Tuesday night. The Hawks will entertain the Solon Spartans 7:30 at Seedorf Gymnasium. As a senior night 2022 for Coach Mather and the Hawks. That's going to wrap it up. We'll get you back into music for about 20 minutes or so before Hawk Talk with Gary Dolphin and Kirk Ferentz, the Encore Edition at 8 o'clock, 8 to 9:30 every Wednesday night right here on Mix 94.7 KMCH. And we'll start that. And as I said, about 26 minutes from now, first, it's music here on Eastern Iowa's Variety Station, Mix 94.7 KMCH. Good night.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Hit it. Mix 94.7 KMCH.